Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Oscar York again. Good afternoon. Well, another podcast of Chatting from the Word. We're so happy, we're so delighted to come to you on this program. We hope and pray that you have a chance to join us. I have posted it on Facebook that we will be on at 2 o'clock. We hope and pray that you all receive that message at 2 o'clock. We hope and pray that you all receive that message. I don't know, something didn't happen here. But we hope and pray y'all receive that message. The call-in number, again, is 657-383-0883. The call-in number is 657-383-0883. If you want to hear the show live, call that number. If you have a question that you want to ask, call that number. If you just want to talk, call that number. Your brother here will be happy to talk with you, to answer any of your questions that you have about the lessons that we have been brought to you on either show, on the podcast or the show that we do on YouTube. We had a good lesson this morning. We're still studying on YouTube on the Old Testament and the New Testament. And by next Monday, we will wrap that lesson up. But again, we're so glad that you're joining us. If you are listening some or catching it on Facebook and maybe don't have time to call in, and that's fine. We hope and pray that you're listening to this podcast and learning from it. You know, I think it's a great thing just to have a program like this on every day, on a daily basis, because, you know, Satan, Peter says, like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. So any kind of assistance that any of us can get to live for the Lord and to live for the Lord on a daily basis is appreciated, because the way the world is going and the world really don't care about the Lord or anything about God, we need that kind of assistance. We that are trying to be a Christian in a non-Christian world, that's the only way your brother here can put it, being a Christian in a non-Christian world. So I'm so glad that you've joined us. I'm so glad to be able to bring this program to you by the way of Blog Talk Radio. We're so happy that we're happy to do this. Brother, your brother here, he loves to talk about the Word of God, to tell the world the good news, and to be able and hope to convince others to be a part of the body of Christ, and one day, hopefully, when this world is over with, to be saved. Because one day, this world is not going to be here. I like what Paul said about it. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 5. Paul said, If this earthly house if this tabernacle that we live in. Paul says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands eternally in the heavens. I am so glad that we do. I don't know about you, but I am so glad that one day when this world cannot keep us any longer, I'm so glad that one day I'll be going on home with him if I live faithful to the end, and I hope and pray others feel that way too. I'm so glad that on this journey the Lord is holding my hand and your hand and helping us to muster our way through a world that really don't really love God. They may say in God we trust, but do they really trust in God? Because if they really trust in God, you know, one thing they would do is to live for him more. And as we look around, the world don't really care. The world is going by doing what they want to do instead of obeying the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I said this morning, we're a praying program. We love to pray. Because we believe in prayer. We believe that all things is possible through prayer. We believe that to talk with God is through our prayer life. We believe that each Christian should have a healthy prayer life. So we're going to pray on this afternoon, and I hope and pray that you pray along with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for the many blessings that you have brought our way. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled down on Calvary Mountain with that we, through his selfish act, could have salvation. Father, we thank you for this program. We hope and pray that each one that's listening, that may help them live a Christian life and maneuver this Christian life and help them along this Christian journey. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. On this afternoon, I want to basically talk again about the what we were talking about on last week on this program, how many are believing about we're saved by grace. And we are. To be honest with you, we are saved by grace, but they are basically only talking about grace. They do not teach that we need to be a different kind of person. They do not teach that we need to walk by faith and not by sight. They do not teach that we need to walk in the Spirit, which the Bible do talk about, not just grace. Yes, it was grace when Christ died on the cross, because, to be honest with you, we couldn't have done that. That was grace there when Christ died on the cross so that you and I can be saved. That was grace. That's what grace. And God love for us. That's grace. You understand? But at times, we take God's love for granted. We take what Christ did on the cross like he never died on the cross because of the life we live. Yes, it's all about grace. But grace by itself, is it enough? The question is, but we're going to do a study on grace this afternoon. So if you have the Bibles, I'm going to give you time to, for you all who do not have your Bible, go get your Bibles. Go get your Bibles. And we're going to talk about grace this afternoon again. And I have been seeing people who are talking about just grace only. But we want to talk about grace this afternoon again. And turn with me to Ephesians, I believe, the second chapter. And for you all who do not have your Bibles, we're going to get time to go get your Bibles. Go get your Bibles. Go get your Bibles. And again, if you want to join us on this show, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. Again, if you want to call us on and listen to the show live. The number again is 657-383-0883. Or if you want to take a part of the discussion that we have, you're welcome to do that just by calling the call-in number. If you have questions, you can ask them. Call the call-in number. If you want to just speak to your host here, you can do that. Call the call-in number. I hope you all got your Bibles, and I want you all to turn with me quickly, please, to Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians, the second chapter. We want to begin reading at, I believe, the verse 1. 1 through 10. And here Paul, he says this to the Ephesians church. And he said, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." The children of disobedience. Excuse me. The children of disobedience. The children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and have raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, as you remember last week, we said, yes, we're saved by grace, but we need to walk in the Spirit. We said that on last week. We even said that it's not about keeping the law, but it's about walking in Spirit. It is about living in the Spirit. It is a lifestyle that we must adapt to. If we do not adapt to the lifestyle of Jesus Christ and be in him, we're lost. That's what grace is about. Paul, and then let me do a recap of what we said last week. Paul said in Romans, turn with me there quickly. Paul said in Romans, in Romans 6, Paul asked the question. Paul said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God forbid. You know, we, those of you that teach grace only without teaching about walking in the Spirit, we need to stop talking about things that the Bible don't talk about. Here, Paul asks the question, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now, when you put that together with Ephesians 2 and 8, when you put that together with Ephesians 2 and 8, you will have grace, but you must walk in the Spirit. And let me go back to get Ephesians 2 again. And you put that together, as I just said, with Romans 6, and you have this. Listen, my friend. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Yes, it is God's gift, but still yet, we must still adapt to the life in Jesus Christ. We still must adapt in living as Christ so lived. We must adapt that it's not all about grace, but it's all about living as Christ so lived. And as Paul said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We were talking about this on Sunday school yesterday. A dead man can't speak, can he? A dead man, he don't walk in the life he had before. He's dead. So what you're trying to say, okay, you have grace, but you can still do whatever you want to do. That's not what it's all about, my friend. Yes, we're saved by grace. Grace only is because we did not die for our sins. Christ died for our sins. God is the one that brought Christ, allowed Christ to die on the cross. Even when Christ was down on the cross, Christ said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which be interpreted, my God, why thou hast forsaken me? He must have fallen forsook the Son when he was on the cross, becoming sin for you and I, so that you and I may have a chance at salvation, so that you and I may live in Christ Jesus, in him. For us that don't walk in the Spirit, it is denying the fact that he died on the cross. As if for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works. That we're not talking about works. We're talking about walking in the Spirit. That's not works. Lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Unto good works. See, those that believe that we just saved by grace, they don't mention the good works. Basically, they do not read the whole thing when they just stop at the grace part. So they don't read verse 10. But Paul says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what kind of works? Unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, many aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of the promises, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. That's it right there, my friend. We are made nigh. We are Gentiles who was not a part of the first covenant, are made nigh, are near to God by the blood of Jesus Christ, not of works, but by the blood of Christ. I know you understand that. I know you do. For those who are still teaching by grace and not by working, we are of good works, and we shall walk in the Spirit, which is a lifestyle. So the problem is, I believe, that many do not want to adopt the lifestyle of walking in the Spirit. Many do not want to kill off sin, but allow sin to have its free course and do whatever they want to do because they want to have a free ticket to sin. You understand what I'm saying? But when you walk in the Spirit, you kill off the flesh. You crucify the flesh, as Paul said in Romans, as Paul continued to say in Romans 6. He said, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. That's what it's all about, my friend. See, we're crucified, the old man crucified. Once we accept Jesus Christ, we're saying that we're not that person anymore. We're saying, as our opening song said, the change has come. We change. You understand? We're no more that person. Where we used to steal, we steal no more. Where we used to lie, we lie no more. Where we used to smoke reefer, as the young people may say, we don't smoke anymore. We used to sing a song of the world. We don't sing worldly songs no more. We are following Jesus Christ. We're in his army. We're his soldier. We're his ambassador. That's what it's all about. We're his ambassadors. We're living for Christ. In Acts 11:26, Paul and Silas were known as Christians first in Antioch. The reason why they was known as Christians, because they were walking as Christ, doing what Christ do, living as he would live, and walking as he walked. And this is what it's all about. No. It's not about works we can do towards salvation, but all this works together. We must walk the walk as Christ so walked. If that was not the fact, why would Paul say what he said in 1 Corinthians 11:1? 1 Corinthians 11:1 said, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Is the fact that we all don't need to do anything, but it's all about grace. Why would Paul say that? Why would Paul say the things he said if we can just live any kind of way we want to live? As most want to claim that we're all saved by grace and nothing else we need to do. That's not what Paul is saying in Ephesians 2. That's not what Paul was saying there. And I hope and pray you all that truly believe by grace only I hope this may change your thinking. I hope this may change your mind. I hope this may change your attitude when it comes to grace. So let me read it again before we close out our program this afternoon. Here Paul said, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God." Let's break that down again. For by grace are you saved through what? Through faith in who? In Jesus Christ. And if you have faith in Jesus Christ, you're going to walk as he walked. You're going to be the kind of man, the kind of woman, the kind of child that he calls for. You'll have the actions that Christ had, that Christ shows. You're going to be crucified with him. I know you understand that, my friend. And for you all still believing by grace, you need to come to Christ. And Paul said in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then you must believe what you hear. Mark 16:15-16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And then you must repent. Luke 13:3-5. Acts 2:37-38. Then you must confess Jesus. Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Unto salvation. You're not saved yet until you're baptized in the water of the grave of baptism. Jesus himself said, Mark 16:15-16. Matthew 28:18-21, you must be baptized. Let's read that real quick before we close out. Matthew 28, Jesus never said, well, all by works or all by grace. For Jesus says here, Matthew 28:18-20. Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Yeah, it's all by grace. The grace to the fact that Jesus died for us. But grace by faith is that we need to be in Jesus Christ. We need to be in him. No, it's not of works. It's by walking in the faith. It's by crucifying the flesh. It is by being like Christ Jesus. That's what it's all about, my friend. No, it's not by works, but by walking in the Spirit. It's by being in Christ's Spirit. It's by adapting the life that Christ so lived. So I hope and pray that you've learned something today from this program. We're going to end it right there. Will you pray with me, please? Father, which art in heaven, Lord, be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this program. We thank you for a lesson on grace and walking in the Spirit. Father, we thank you for you all that spend the day with us listening to this program. We hope and pray that you put God first above everything. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As always, visit my webpage, audiobook, and read. For reading come knowledge come power. And it was nice chatting with you again on Chatting from the Word. Chat with you tomorrow, same time, same station, and again, a change will come.